amithejerk1310@gmail.com. You can email us your scenarios, amithejerk1310@gmail.com. And I'll start because I had an instant...
Incense? Where are you burning incense?
I meant incident, and then I thought instance.
It happens.
I just collide words all the time.
All right, thanks for all that incest talk.
Okay. You collide thoughts. You collide a lot.
I do. Yeah. I have a lot of trains moving in my head that constantly derail. But I'm at the gym yesterday, getting in a little workout.
All right.
Gym guy.
Gym.
Sometimes.
Gym.
Sometimes I go.
At the gym, reading a book, drinking a beer. It's three loves all combined into one.
It's light beer, though, because he's working out.
That's true. But yesterday, and I have my headphones in, I'm listening to The Sweet Spot and just doing my thing, and I keep hearing, I'm like, what is that? Like, is somebody making announcements in the gym?
Yeah.
I'm looking around, and so finally I take my little headphone out, my earbud. Some dude, not even in the area that I'm working out in, is FaceTiming or something somebody on his phone.
Oh, no.
And it's just like, yeah, man. Hey, I don't know, dude. Blah. And I'm just going.
Was it Chris?
Kind of. So I look around, and I'm like, because if I'm the only person that's looking around, then I'm like, okay, it's just me, whatever. But I notice like a couple other people like looking at them, and I go, all right. So obviously I live in the land of, I'm afraid of confrontation. So I walk over.
Oh, no.
Because I'm not. Like, I'm trying to work out. All these other people are trying to work out.
And you're all just
teed up.
So much tea. He has so much coursing through his veins.
No,
right
so
now.
I just, like, I walk over and go, hey, man. And he just kind of looks at me. I go, we're all trying to work out here. And he's like, what? And he's like, you're being really loud on your phone. Do you mind? He goes, do you have a problem? And I go, yes. Like, you. I was like, I actually do have a problem. I was like, man, if you want to talk on the phone, do you mind just keeping it down? Like, everybody's here focusing on working out.
Well, how about you meet me at the row machine?
And he's sitting
there. We're going to battle.
We're going to have a row off.
So he's sitting here on his phone, and I just kind of look over. I go, hello.
Oh, my gosh, and dude.
Because I'm like.
You were full of tea.
So aggressive.
But it wasn't, though. I was like, hey, man. Like, 20 people in here are looking at you. You have no concept of anybody else on earth, and I'm letting you know. You're not alone. No one wants to hear this.
Did they applaud you as you walked off?
No, but it was funny because the guy, you could tell he just didn't know what to do. Now, he did quiet down, so it worked. So I just went back to what I was doing, and I saw, like, one guy nodded his head at me, like, thanks.
Gave you a little fist pump, like, good
job. And that was about it, but he did get quieter. The funny thing was, the rest of the time I was in there, him and his buddy just kept looking over at me.
Oh, they were plotting.
I was like, what are you going to do?
They were plotting, like, right when you were in mid-goblet squat.
Look at me.
They were going to come over and bum rush you.
I'm on your side. It is so, like, aggressive, man, to go over there and say something.
It's very aggressive. But okay, I will. Can
it's
I put
more
it just,
aggressive for them to scream like,
yeah, it's
I
an
own
epidemic.
This gym. Y'all
it's
are
epidemic.
In my house.
Okay. Let me put a little caveat on this. I'm just asking a question. I'm not saying it's right, but I'm just asking.
Uh-oh.
Is that person on the phone really disturbing what you're trying to do?
Yes.
What if two people were having a conversation that loudly and they're talking to each other right there? Are you going to walk over and say, could you just calm down? I'm trying to bench press and you're really disturbing me. Like, I'm really just asking the question.
Depends on how long it lasts.
Yeah. If they're screaming 1 foot from each other, then I'm not going to walk over there and say anything, but I'm definitely shooting looks.
I've done that before with people. This has been years, but one time I was working out and some dude had a little, not his phone, but like those little tiny portable speakers. Listening to that.
Listening to his music?
Yeah.
The problem with the phone, like, and the speaker is that at that volume, in order for them to be able to clearly hear what's
right.
being said, it just degrades the quality so much that it's like, it is an ear grate to me. Like, it gives me a headache to hear that loud, terrible quality audio. It makes my brain itch.
If someone's having a conversation at a restaurant loudly, are you going to go over and ask them to quiet down?
Probably
also
depends on the restaurant. Like, if we're at a nice spot,
yeah,
where that's not like the norm, then yeah, I bet somebody will go over there and say something to them. But if you're at Chili's or something, like, that's not a problem. It's loud in there. you know, or the place where you throw the peanuts on the floor. It's loud.
I get what you're saying. I think anyone having a conversation on a FaceTime speakerphone out loud in public, very rude. Yeah, I really do.
To me, they're just, they obviously want everybody to be a part of the conversation. So I find it odd when they get irritated that you
walk
in.
Over and go,
I thought we were all.
Yeah, so we're going to go to Chili's tonight? Yeah, I think I'll get the margarita. What time you guys want to meet up? Like, yeah, no.
Because if it's two people talking together, it's just less egregious because there is no option to be quieter. You are just two people in a loud place and you have to be loud enough to hear each other. With the phone, you can take it off of speaker or put it in your headphones
I'm just talk normal. Like, if the guy had just been talking normal, I wouldn't have thought anything of it.
I agree. I'm just saying at that certain circumstance in the gym, is that really stopping you from doing what you're doing? I'm just asking a question.
Yeah, I say it's distracting.
Okay.
I don't think the speakerphone should never be a thing.
You're being very aggressive, but I don't think you were.
I didn't approach him with aggression. I was just like, hey, man.
You should have.
I could have been like, hey, dude, turn it down.
Yeah, you did like 15 push-ups and then walk over.
Yeah.
Whoa. All swole. Hey, man. What's up?
Call him Chief.
Bruh.
Hey, bruh. Being real loud over here.
All right.
That would have badly timed squeak.
I don't know if we can take you seriously if you walk over and you squeak right before you say it.
He's like, I will punch you. He's like, well, if I swallow your fist, it'll crush it in my tiny esophagus.
It's going to be hard to get down because it's so tiny.
What was that Arnold movie where he was like, I hope you save some room for my fist because I'm going to ram it into your stomach. Remember that? What was that movie?
Terminator.
Twins.
No, it wasn't Terminator. It might have been
Kindergarten
Twins.
Kindergarten Cop.
Predator.
No, it wasn't Predator.
All right.
They're totally different movies.
I hear a couple of different emails. I'm fourth in line at PetSmart, and the line is about 10 people deep and not moving. Then another employee comes, opens another lane, and tells the second in line to go to the new lane. The guy in front of me is now the second in line at the original lane, okay? He then proceeds to turn his cart sideways in the middle of the new lane and the original lane, basically blocking both lanes. I ask the guy in a joking way and say, now's the big decision, which lane do you choose, one or two? He proceeds to tell me in a kind of crappy tone, I don't have to choose. I'll get the next lane that opens first.
Ooh.
I try my best to explain to him that's not how it works. And then he shoots me a dirty look and says, you make your choice. At this point, I felt it wasn't worth it anymore and just waited for the next lane to open. He took it and I went with the other one. My question is, am I the jerk for asking him to choose one lane or the other? Or is he the jerk for blocking two lanes and telling me he doesn't have to choose? He is definitely the jerk in that situation.
100% he turns his cart sideways. I would have turned it back the right way.
I believe
you would not have.
He just went up to a guy in the gym.
Okay, it's not like he went up to him and added 245s on the workout when he was doing. You're right. He didn't do that. He just said something to him. He's not going to physically move the cart.
I've done that in the grocery store.
He was literally telling me this morning before all of this that he definitely has moved people's cars.
Like where you try to go down an aisle and somebody's in the middle.
Oh, you, yeah. No,
I move them and they just look at you and I go.
I don't think that's being a jerk.
No different than this situation.
Well, if he's purposely doing it, which is a definite jerk move, I think the perfect way to do it is to have everyone wait and then the next one that opens, you go, but that's not your decision.
We used to be better at lines in this country. It's all falling apart, dude.
It is kind of weird when there's two lines that are open and they're spaced out and somebody's waiting in the one line and it opens for you. A lot of the times in that situation, hey man, you were here first if you want to go.
Right. Cause you get this a lot at a fast food place that has the dual order window or whatever where you kind of, maybe you'll hang back a little bit just to see which one is moving first and faster.
Yeah,
but if there's people behind you, man, you got to choose.
You do have to choose.
You have to.
It's just what it is.
It's nothing. I mean, I will always, if you guys, I'm giving you a piece of advice. If you're with me in a place where there is a line.
It's true.
Never follow my lead. Never have me be the one to choose which one's going to go faster. Because I always choose incorrectly.
You're a bad line chooser.
No, it's true. Every time.
When we were at the Super Bowl in New Orleans, trying to get into the media center one day, he chose one line and I was just standing there with him and like five people in the other line go, and he says, I'm sorry.
I know. If I'm waiting, I'm trying to pick the line for gas. I always pick the one that's the slowest.
Yeah.
The one at the grocery store, it's, but I've come to accept those terms. It's who I am. So I'm just letting you guys know this now.
You're slow line guy.
I am slow line guy. I always pick the wrong one.
The SLG.
Just hit the east side of the SL. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
It's only twice, though. It's better boy, than I thought.
Music.
I can't wait for boy music today at 11:30.
Don't worry, because the cart block guy was the jerk, not you.
Totally. 100%. All right, it's 10:08. That is Am I the Jerk for this week. Am I the Jerk 1310 at gmail.com. You can send in those scenarios and situations, and we will say whether you are a jerk or not.